Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hey there, kids. How you doing? It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California. How you doing? My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. Bum, bum, bum. A little forehand, a little drum boogie. Getting us started off here. And I'm here with my personal chauffeur, the Great Cabby. I tried to fire him. He still keeps coming back. Well, he brought me Minions Ike and Mike's. So he's allowed back in the studio. What?
I'm homeless. I just live in the back.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he is homeless. I've seen his place. He may as well be. You know, if you're the Gigantes de San Francisco, that's a baseball team. Look out. The Dodgers, without Clayton Kershaw, they've made up four games in the last week on you. But we're going to get to all that. But I think the most important thing that everyone should know is I went and saw the AbFab movie today, Cabby, with Jennifer Saunders, Julia Sawala, and Joanna Lumley. And it was fantastic. It was fabulous.
Was it good?
It was fabulous.
Going to have a tough time competing, huh?
Yeah. Wow. But here's the thing. I don't know what the hell I did. See, on Saturday night here in San Francisco, we have this thing that goes on in the summer here where you freeze. It's called the Films in the Park series. And we have Union Square, which is right in the center of San Francisco, Washington Square Park in North Beach, up the street from where we are, and Dolores Park, which is a beautiful park out in the Noe Valley area, Mission. And they show free movies like once a month. And on Saturday night, they showed Finding Nemo. And you know, I sat out there and, you know, get damp and cold like it always does here at night in San Francisco
like
in the summer. Yeah, you talk into the microphone.
Like you're a fish.
Yeah, exactly. And between that and hanging out in the air conditioning, I feel like I was like stuffed into a metal garbage can and like rolled down Lombard Street. I'm just sore everywhere. We're going to have to get some more drugs later. Oh, you're broke too, aren't you?
Meanwhile, Yankee Stadium, they're handing out water so nobody dies from heat stroke.
Okay, the Yankee fans, let them die.
Some giant.
1-800-878-7529, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. This is Sports Overnight America.
Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888 888- 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
God, you two are so predictable, aren't you? I mean, a bitch with a drug habit in your antibodies, aren't you?
God bless America. Ooh, actually, more specifically, God bless England. First Jennifer Saunders, now Pink Floyd.
Is on the grass.
You know, Gabby, this is actually an early 1972 recording from Dark Side of the Moon. An early mix they cut before they put all the bells and whistles on it. What's it up?
Remembering games and daisy chains and laughs.
Later this hour, by the way, Gabby, we get a break. We can go watch porn or something. Jason Burfield from I believe he's from The Score in Chicago. He'll be in with Marty and Miller for a little 10-minute chat. So that works out pretty well for us.
Actual sports.
Yeah.
Which is refreshing.
Oh, yeah, it's sports. That's weird. Hi, Sports Overnight America. Oh, we got to do the chorus here. Hold on, please.
The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day... the paper boy brings more.
All right, everybody, all together now. You know the words.
And if the dam breaks open many years too soon.
Hell yeah!
If there is no room upon the hill.
Now this is sports talk radio, people.
And if your head explodes with dark foreboding too.
Go, Cabby!
I see you on the dark side.
You know, Liza Strike, Leslie Duncan, Barry St. John, there's a she, Barry, and Doris Troy got paid a decent chunk of change to sing back up. Maybe we should let them.
There you go.
Listen how different the laughter is in this. Listen to this.
The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade.
You notice how the laughter is different. In the actual album, it was eventually put on that deep laughter.
That's like actually my insane laugh.
Yeah, that's actually Naomi Watts' father who did that laughter. He was a roadie for Pink Floyd back in the early 70s.
The actress.
Yes. No, Naomi Watts, the political dissident.
I'm trying to think of a movie of hers. You just threw my train of thought.
You're an idiot. Hold on.
Well, I'm still thinking about that Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah. Nice, man. Whew.
So excited.
I'm sorry. Linda Carter, man.
And if the cloud bursts, thunder in your ear.
Anybody know this, Gabby? Did you know? No organ there? A guitar interlude bridge? What's it called? Did you notice that?
Yeah.
You didn't notice. Crap. Who are you kidding?
I heard a guitar in there.
It is Sports Overnight America.
Starts playing different tunes. I'll see you on the dark side of the
iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, and TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93, as well as EMI Apple Records, evidently.
iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio Live. Yeah. I worked in classic rock radio for years, man.
Hey, I just saw an iHeart office down at the Caltrain. What's that all?
I have no clue.
Should I go down there and bug them?
Do you know when the last time I was at the Caltrain office was? It's got to be 4 years.
I was catching a mega bus to L.A.
By the way, so this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes. See, there you go.
Thanks, Siri.
Thank. No, it's not Siri.
Oh,
it's people texting me when I still have my volume up.
Did
on
you
my
give
phone.
Your phone a guy's name or something?
No. Yeah, well, yeah.
Thanks, Fred.
I don't like the name Fred. I don't. I don't know why, and I know this is off the topic, big shock. And there's nothing against these names. And I guess, I mean, maybe the, but, and I'm not, maybe it's just, like, for example, with women, the name Emily and Gloria are two names that disappeared, but they made a comeback, you know? But with men, there are certain names I just don't, Stanley,
yep.
Or Stan, more so, Fred, George.
Oh, Frederick, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, Fred, Stan, George, there's a couple other, Kirk, you know? There's that, I just, no. No, it's a, no. I'm sorry. I just I don't.
Yeah, but you're coming from a unique one name that's out there.
No.
I'm lumped in with the other Gerald.
I'm giving him Sean. You idiot.
Okay.
But I'm just saying it's something. About, anyway, it's a name thing. I just don't. There's just something about those names. I just was never crazy about them. It's just I know they're like the stayed true. I mean, look, you don't know what to name your dog, you name him Fred. You know what I mean? But anyway, hey, listen, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live. I want to say breaking news. It's relatively new breaking news for those of you who are unaware of the fact
that something's happening.
Yes, the Evil Empire. Boy, they're at it again. Think about how times have changed. I mean, they're always buyers. The Evil Empire evidently are in the process of sending. Reliever Aroldis Chapman to the Cubs for a minor league shortstop, very good one by the name of Gleyber Torres. Caveat time, Gabby. Boy, I'm so stuffed up. Caveat. I don't think I've ever heard this before. This trade is all contingent.
Uh-oh.
On if the Cubs, or he will sign a 4-year, $60 million deal with the Cubs. They don't want it because this is his last season before he goes free agent. The Cubs don't just want to rent him. Unless he signs a 4-year, $60 million deal to extend his contract,
right?
Deal is off.
When would he be a free agent?
At the end of this year.
Oh, that's kind of quick.
And yeah. If the Cubs don't want to rent a player, they want this guy for 4 years.
Do you think Chapman's looking for 20? Well, I'm just saying. That's the only thing that would clog it up.
No. My point is, I can't remember the last time when there was a trade that was. You hear it in the NBA from time to time. You hear it once in a while in the NHL. But I can't remember the last time when there was a big deal. I mean, yeah, there's deals with guys who are the backup shortstops for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Oh yeah, well you said you have to take him, but you got to sign him 2 years for $4 million. That happens. But I don't remember the last time a big name player was being traded to a team. But one of the codicils to the agreement was that player has to sign a 4-year deal, $60 million. Not he has to negotiate. Okay, because negotiations for contracts don't take place in one day.
Sure.
Basically, what the Cubs are saying, we'll take you. We want you. Sign here.
Now
you're
going to
do that. You're going to be that all in one day. You're going to look at. You have to understand, major league contracts. It's not a sheet of paper like it was back in the days. You know, I, George Herman Ruth, for party of the first part, will play for the New York Yankees for a salary of $80,000 a year for one season. Contract to be renewed at the end of season because you're our property. Signed, Rupert Murdoch, whoever. It's not like that. The contracts now, you have to have an advanced legal background. These contracts are the size of, I won't say War and Peace, but a pretty thick book.
Do you know, I was going to make a point that what about like under the table, being done under the table? In other words, like what you're saying is this is the first time it's been exposed before the trade was made. You don't think that somebody says, hey, Ruth, we would trade you to the
Can't
Yankees.
Can't do it. That's called collusion. Can't do that.
Really? The day before? Really?
That's illegal. It's a crime.
That was a BS call in, what was it, 87, the collusion call?
Yeah, well, that was collusion. Yeah.
Jack Clark, my favorite players, got.
They were all, collusion was the owners.
And then what did every player end up making, like $2 million on that?
No, it was less than that.
Yeah.
It was. A free agency collusion clause against the owners.
I think free agents are having a tough time, like when you're getting on in years, because baseball is turning towards the young. And it's just, it's harder and harder to be a 30, 40-year-old player.
I guarantee. What are you talking about?
There's a lot of, you as a free agent could price yourself out of the market. Would you rather pay this guy $10 million or take this rookie that's like
unless they're dumber than you, they're not going broke. These are guaranteed contracts.
No, I understand that, but no, it's like your one shot.
So. Well, that's how it works, man.
Yeah, it's your one shot. Mm. You want to be the closer for the Cubs?
Well, no, you're missing my point.
Push you over the Giants?
Yeah, or stay with the Yankees at $8 million. You know, or at the end of the season, you know, why don't you go out and test the free agent market as one of the best relievers in baseball? You know what? If I'm Aronis Chapman, I'm like, here we go. It says close to landing Chapman now. See, this is updated stuff. Ooh, Jackson Brown. This was recorded at the Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland. It's right outside of Washington, halfway between Washington and Baltimore. Ed Norton, the actor.
Yep.
His grandfather was Jack Roush. And Jack Roush was a developer and architect. He built Faneuil Hall, Quincy Market in Boston. Also developed the entire city of Columbia, Maryland, which is where the Meriwether Post is. Seen some great concerts there. Hell yeah. Jim Gordon on drums. One of the great rock drummers of all time. He's in a hospital for the criminally insane for life. But what do you got there?
Hockey news.
Right.
Ready?
How
many seconds we got? When you come back, I got it.
No, you got 30 seconds. Tell me where you got.
No,
because I'm going to do a baseball update. Right. And we're going to do the
update. You've got to guess the five teams that did not get an expansion draft team.
Quebec City was one of them.
Ooh, is that right?
Yeah, the reason they didn't is because...
No.
What are you talking about? They'd say it was between Quebec City and Las Vegas. The reason they give it to Quebec City is because it would have disproportionately balanced East teams and West.
Let people think about it through the commercial. Five teams that did not get the expansion draft.
Any city can be considered.
Right, well, fine. The top five in hockey news. How's that?
I can't believe we're talking hockey news. We are at the end of July, man.
And it's 110 degrees.
Well, not here in San Francisco. We got up to 66 today.
Well, it is if you get out to the ocean.
It was false. We were schwitzing here. 67 whole goddamn degrees.
With a wind tunnel.
Yeah, exactly. It is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. An update next.
Struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. 64.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, where are the white women at?
One of our useless bits of information about that quote you just heard from Cleavon Little from Blazing Saddles.
After a very racist statement, then he says that. That was great.
Old classical gasser. Richard Pryor, of course, he co-wrote Blazing Saddles with Gene Wilder, who also wrote the same Young... Gene Wilder had a good 74. He did Young Frankenstein and Blazing Saddles, and he wrote both of them.
Yes.
But Richard Pryor co-wrote Blazing Saddles.
You see, there's some I never knew it.
And wanted to play the role of Sheriff Bart, but he was considered by the film company to be slightly a little too controversial at the time. Remember, he was doing... So they got Cleavon Little to play Sheriff Bart. Great choice. Well, I think Pryor would have done a good job. I think Pryor doing that, where are the white women at line? I think Pryor would have been hilarious.
You know, I just think Cleavon Little had that smile, you know?
Well, so did Pryor. Yeah. You know, like I said, this is 1970. Well, it was filmed in 73. Just, let's start the song over here. It's so subtle. It is Sports Overnight America, by the way. Man, I'm coming down with something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm serious, man. My head hurts. My ear hurts. Well, it's a good thing I can't smell because looking at you, I can just imagine.
Is your nose runny?
No, it's completely clogged up. See? Yeah. By the way.
That's for you, America.
Real tragedy here. We have an actual real tragedy going on here at the Sports Byline Studios, our palatial estate in San Francisco. One of my colleagues got caught lamping up a twisty in the studios here the other night. You know what that means now?
Oh, no.
During the commercial breaks, I have to run all the way outside in this sub-zero weather here in San Francisco to lamp up a twisty. Cabby, there is no justice. No justice, no.
This is not the America I fought for.
This is not the America I currently... You know what?
I mean, I got my butt for 4 years.
I got money. I sat in a submarine getting high for 4 years you people can get... Anyway, real quick update.
Lowest point of the ocean.
The Marianas Trench.
No, we actually did that.
What, the Marianas? You didn't go down to the Marianas Trench. You'd be squished.
No. I'm talking about as deep as you can go on a sub. Everybody does something unique and weird.
Yeah, tell that to the people on the SS Torst.
Some guys want to go to the bathroom.
Tell that to the people on the SS Torst, the galloping ghost of the Japanese coast. Anyway, this update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help you with your swing. You play the sport, being baseball. You go to their website. It's phbat.com. You type in the coupon code, the word.
Baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. National League scores. Man, the Metropolitans are looking good again. That's going to be interesting. That wild card race between the Mets and Miami is going to be close.
Pitching.
But I'm saying, Miami only gave up 3 runs, 6 hits, and they lost the game 3-0. I'm just saying, that National League wild card race is really going to be interesting. Two teams that don't have to worry about that. Arizona and Cincinnati. Cincinnati comes up with 3 in the bottom of the 9th. Their problem with that was they were down 4. It happens. 24 hits between the two. 9-8 is the D-backs over the Cincinnati Red Stockings. Elsewhere in National League Baseball, 2 in the 8th, 4 in the 9th for your Friars. 10-6 over the Washington Nats. Jonathan Papelbon, he takes the loss in that one. He's now 2-3. The Battle of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which is actually just Alabama, bookended by Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. And coincidentally, they played each other down at the Triangle today. 5-4, it was the Buccos over the Fightin' Phils. So the Cubs, 6-5 over the Milwaukee Brewers, formerly the Seattle Pilots, elsewhere in the National League. Atlanta played, that is to say, Atlanta lost.
Oh.
Do you know Colorado's only 4 games under .500?
I told you, they got good hitters.
They got a damn good outfield. 7-2, they take care of the Atlanta Braves. Elsewhere, this game, it was 9-3 at the end of the second inning between the Dodgers and the Cardinals. Mike Mayer is the pitcher for the starting pitcher for the Cardinals. His ERA now is 60 and change. Scott Kazmir gets the win, 9-3. It was 9-6. Cardinals trying to make a comeback. It happens. And that was in the National League. In the American League, Oakland, the biggity, 3-2 over Tampa. Elsewhere in the American League, the Pale Host won in the bottom of the ninth after Detroit put up three in the top of the ninth, 5-4. They win there. Texas, they win again. They're only 2.5 up on Houston, 2-1 over the Kansas City Royals. Houston, 13-3 over the Halos. By the way, it was a doubleheader between Chicago and Detroit. The first game of the doubleheader, or the second game?
Yeah.
Same thing. One in the bottom of the ninth for the White Sox, 4-3. They win that game as well. And my beloveds, the Red Sox.
Ooh.
Yeah. Man, Rick Porcello, 13-2 now. Undefeated at home, 10-0 in his last home starts, 8-7. Take care of the Twinkies. Dem Balmerose, 2 in the bottom of the ninth, 5-3 over Cleveland, and it was Toronto 2-0 over Seattle. How did I do there?
I'm more impressed with the Baltimore game than Boston game.
You probably were.
Just the Twins.
I'm just saying. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the bigs. Youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code, the word
baseball.
You know what you're going to do? You are going to get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. We'll do a little update in a bit after Jordan Bernfield from the Score in Chicago comes. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it is that time of the program once again. Yes. Yes, it is. It's time for the cultural aspect of our program. And for that, we go to Martinsville, Virginia. Cabby knows all about Martinsville, Virginia. I mean, you went there. I mean, the Sorbonne's there.
You're not even going to believe it. The last expansion team not to get a team, Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk.
97.
That's a true story. I remember playing ball against Old Dominion University once. They're in Norfolk.
Right.
And I'm in the outfield. And I hear this cheer that they have there. Kids are on the outfield going, "Don't drink, don't smoke, Norfolk, Norfolk." I'm like, what the hell is Norfolk, Virginia? Yeah. Don't drink, don't smoke, Norfolk, Norfolk. Yeah. A little more banjo action. Because we always want to make this man feel comfortable and at home. Moonshine Mike out in Martinsville, Virginia, joins us on Sports Overnight. What's up, Hillbilly?
Well, the Hillbilly vice president is from Virginia, you know, Tim Kaine.
Yeah, he was the mayor. He was the mayor of Richmond.
Never heard of him.
He was the governor of Virginia, and he was a senator.
Never heard of him.
Slightly.
He's still a state senator. You only got two senators?
No. Hey, Cabby, you hear that?
He said you only
have two senators. That's good. Watch this. Uh-oh. What state only has one congressman?
Wait a minute. What state only has one congressman?
That's a good question. Now, you would mean. No. What? No.
It's one of the 50?
Yes.
Not yeah, it got to be one of the 50.
It would, now, you think about it. No, look at it this way.
No, that's not right.
Yes, it is.
Who is it?
Delaware.
Ta-da.
For real?
For real. Rhode Island has two.
Jerry, I know about politics a little bit.
You know about politics? Do you know politics?
Of course, you know.
No, Mike, where does the term politics come from?
Well, it's where you politics.
No. I'm talking about the root of the word.
Politics.
Poly, which means, okay, go back to your Greek training, Greek literature. Poly, which means what? Many.
Oh.
And ticks.
Oh, Jerry,
Mike, I'm talking. Mike. And ticks, which means many blood-sucking parasites. That's where the term politics come from. Mike, you got about 2 minutes. What's on your mind, my friend? You like that one, huh?
Nothing about politics. It's your opinions, Grand Old Party.
My opinions on Mike. Not you, Mike, but the cabby, Mike. Yes. Since my name's on the one on the marquee,
yes.
He's saying my opinion of politics matters. But since my name's on the marquee, my opinion means more than most people. Go ahead. What's on your mind, man? You have 2 minutes. Go.
Like baseball, I don't keep up with it like I should.
Yeah, because your Braves suck.
Well, that's why. But you know what? I tell you what.
What?
You know, you wonder who's doing what and why they're doing it. I found out the Giants has been winning against the loser teams. So they're coming up facing winning.
What are you talking about? The Giants are 2-7, so 2-6 since the All-Star break.
On the road.
It doesn't matter.
Still undefeated at home after the All-Star break.
Good point.
Yeah.
And another trivia, you know what? The Royals, only one other team in the AL has scored less runs than the Royals.
I can look that up. That's easy.
It's the Rays.
I believe it.
I swear I didn't even know that. You know, the Royals, they look good in the All-Star game. You know, they bang home runs back to back. And I thought maybe they could repeat, but I'm beginning to wonder, maybe I'm just dreaming.
No, you were probably just drinking is what it was.
You know, I like for a breakout team. The Indians are doing to have the best year they've ever had and since back when Manny was
since they ever had. They were 111-42 one year. But, okay.
But the Nationals, you know, what do you think? I mean, you know, the Cubs, Nationals. I mean, it's just in the AL. Face it, I mean, you know.
Mike, just give it up now, because we all, and Cabby will back me up, it's going to be my Red Sox and the Giants.
Well, they took the Red Sox against, what is that team?
Mike, you got 30 seconds, quick, come on, sober up, what's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you the truth.
No, lie to me, I like that.
I want to know who's going to be in the World Series.
I just told you, the Red Sox and the Giants. Mike, I got to go. That's like pulling teeth from a hillbilly. You got to go looking for the ones. They don't have that many. And by the way, I'm sorry. I apologize. That's so politically incorrect. They're not hillbillies. They're Appalachian Americans.
Appalachian?
Actually, Appalachian Americans.
Okay.
Just saying.
I know hillbillies from other states, though.
No, those are rednecks. That's the difference. Right. Hillbillies is a geographical thing. Rednecks is just an ignorant mentality. For example, a Trump supporter. We come back, Jordan Bernfield, with the guys from ESPN 1490 in Des Moines. This is Sports Overnight America.
Horse racing excitement continues to happen every day at Hinsdale Harness OTB. Hinsdale Harness OTB brings you the best of thoroughbred, harness, and greyhound racing from all over the country, noon to close, every day. Get in on the excitement. Come to Hinsdale Harness OTB to watch and wager on races and enjoy refreshments and snacks you can buy. Don't forget, telephone wagering is also available. Hinsdale Harness OTB, now online at hinsdaleotb.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Hi, this is Marty Trent along with Ken Miller. You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Well, good for you, Marty.
On Sports Byline and sportsbyline.com.
On Sirius XM 93, the Sports Rush channel, as we welcome in Jordan Bernfield from 670 to The Score, is where you can find Jordan, giving you updates and much more at 670. Jordan, good afternoon. What is happening, my man?
Not too much. How are you?
Well, been better. I'm doing a show in the dark. Have you ever had to do this before? Sitting in the dark, I am just illuminated by the computer that is up with the generator. And other than that, it's me and my cell phone, and that's about it.
Oh, wow, Trent. Well, I believe that you will persevere through these circumstances. You will do a great show. And the good thing is nobody has to see you, right? It's radio. So
that's true, yes.
If you can't see, you're just like everyone listening to the show.
Very true. That is very true. Well, Jordan, certainly an interesting day or so here. Over in your windy city of Chicago, as Dwayne Wade coming back home. It's something that I know on the surface you initially hear, especially after they sign Rondo. Well, you're going to put another guy in the backcourt that can't shoot. Wasn't enamored by the idea initially. I am starting to warm up a little bit. Your take on D. Wade coming back with the Bulls?
Well, I'm just curious what's warmed you up to it.
Basically, with those two guys, coupled with Jimmy Butler, who can shoot it from the outside, it doesn't make a ton of sense in the NBA. But without making a move like Wade, this was going to be a team, in my estimation, struggling to make the playoffs. Here, if they're good enough to win 45 games, get into the playoffs, at least it makes it the destination better next year for that huge free agent class, where if they're looking at a 28-win team, I think it's going to be much more difficult to get guys to sign up. Here, at least there's a chance of it. Make sense?
Well, that's what Gar Forman would tell you, and that's essentially what he said today when they introduced Rajon Rondo as their newest point guard. But, Trent, I'm scratching my head at this move. I mean, if this were 2010 when Dwayne Wade used the Bulls to get more money from Miami, I think that it would have made a lot more sense then. I mean, at that time, Dwayne Wade was a 28-year-old with still some of his best years ahead of him, and that was evidenced by the fact that he then won two championships with LeBron and Bosch in Miami. But where he is currently today, I don't really understand this move. I think that this was something to save face from the organization. I think that they wanted to sign a player who is internationally a superstar so that they could be a team to talk about and for this to go viral and for this to be headline news. But in terms of the basketball aspect of it, you had General Manager Gar Forman say 2 weeks ago that they wanted to get younger and more athletic.
Right.
And within the last 2 weeks, they've signed Dwayne Wade at 34, who will turn 35 during the season, and Rajon Rondo, who is 30. So in no way have they gotten younger and more athletic, though amazingly, Forman doubled down on that comment today and said, well, we still have seven young players on this roster. Well, yeah, but the players that you're building around now that are costing you the most money are over 30. So, head scratcher, I don't really understand it. Frankly, I think it has come with a very mixed reaction in Chicago.
Well, there is a faction, I know, in Chicago of D-Wade fanboys, guys that I love the guy that grew up there in Chicago, and because of that, they'd be happy even if he was signed when he was 45 as opposed to 35. That faction, though, is it a large one, or has it dwindled here as his career has progressed on and now he is the age that he is?
You know, Trent, I think it's a small group. And I think that more people feel like in 2010, when he came here and interviewed with the Bulls and got allegedly so close to signing here and then, you know, forms the big three in Miami that won championships, I think that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way because he used sort of the hometown boy story as a means for leveraging something that he really wanted in Miami all along, which was to stay there and to play with LeBron and Chris Bosh. So my sense is there are a lot fewer people that identify with Dwayne Wade as the hometown kid, and I think that even though that is the narrative that he and the Bulls are going to choose to describe this reunion, so to speak, I don't feel like it is met with the warmth or the happiness that Bulls fans would have had about it in 2010. Again, you're signing a 34-year-old guard who is not a good three-point shooter, who is joining a team now with Jimmy Butler, who is the self-anointed leader of the team and alpha dog. You just signed Rajon Rondo, who even said today in his news conference that he is an alpha dog player, though called it Jimmy's team. And now you're bringing in Dwayne Wade to be another alpha dog who is also the highest paid player on the team now and is far bigger superstar, at least by name and reputation, than Jimmy Butler might ever be. So it just feels like a weird combination of guys that the Bulls have put together so that they can be a playoff team and so they can say, you know what, we're not going to bottom out because we're going to make ourselves more attractive to free agents. And look what we just did. We just got Dwayne Wade to sign here in Chicago. But to me, this is more of a marketing and business move than it is a basketball move. And frankly, while I do think that the Bulls are obviously a better basketball team with him for at least this next year, I don't think it's leading them anywhere.
Jordan Bernfield from 670, The Score in Chicago, joining us. It's Marty and Miller. Jordan, from there, the one biggest concern, even more than the signings of these older guys, is just the temperament of Rajon Rondo, a guy that's been known as a malcontent, a problem in the locker room during his career. And now he goes to a situation where Fred Hoiberg, not exactly known as a guy that's real tough on guys. Is there a concern in Chicago that this locker room could get out of control very quickly?
Yes, and Gar Forman even said that last year the locker room was fractured. And so now you've brought in a guy that's been on four teams in 2 years, was sent home from a playoff series 2 years ago, has clashed with Hall of Fame-level coaches, with Rick Carlisle and George Karl recently and Doc Rivers in the past, and the list goes on. I mean, listen, Rajon Rondo led the league in assists last year, and the Bulls can, you know, use that fact to justify the signing of Rondo. But, Trent, I just look at this like they are trying to piece together a basketball team that is not going to be a great team, and it's not certainly going to be a team that fits together very well, but they want to be relevant. They don't want to step back. They said that, you know, this is a retooling effort, not a rebuilding effort, which is kind of annoying to me because this is like one of those sports terms that we just use that really doesn't mean anything. I mean, I think a retooling and a rebuilding are basically the same thing when it boils down. But the bottom line is now they're not really rebuilding or retooling or re-anything. They are trying to be a playoff team. But the problem in the NBA, as you know, Trent, is that if you're a playoff team that finishes in the sixth seed every year or the fifth seed every year, you're never winning anything,
yep.
Right? I mean,
yep.
They're not good enough to beat Cleveland. I don't think they're even good enough to beat Toronto or even Boston. So if you're the fourth seed, let's say, which would be the best-case scenario for the Bulls, what does it get you other than more playoff games than you would have if you bottomed out and worse draft picks?
Not a whole lot. And a perfect example is that is the Atlanta Hawks, as they look like they're going to let Al Horford move on. But they just haven't been able to move up the rung, and that's kind of you get stuck in that continual cycle of good enough to make the playoffs, but that's about it. Jordan, from there, I want to jump over before we run out of time and talk a bit about the Cubs, who just haven't been playing that good of baseball. Now they lose a series to Cincinnati, a team that they had absolutely dominated up until this point. They get Atlanta for one game before welcoming in the hot Pittsburgh Pirates, though they struggled today against the Cardinals. Your thoughts on what's going on with this squad? Is it just something as simple as injuries and the grind of playing 23 straight days going into the All-Star break?
And Trent, those are good ideas in terms of why I think that those are certainly two of the reasons. I mean, this is not the same baseball team, and you can see it now over 30 games. This is not a week. This is a trend. They're 13-17 in their last 30, and 30 is enough of a trend where you can start to make real conclusions about a baseball team. The fact is, as you mentioned, you know, they've got 24 games in 24 days. Today was supposed to be an off day, but because of the April 30th game, which was rained out, they're going to play tonight against Atlanta, which really kind of hurts them, even though it's Atlanta, because they don't get that day off. The bullpen has struggled mightily. Yesterday, you watched Trevor Cahill give up a three-run homer in the seventh inning to a backup catcher who had two home runs prior to that three-run shot in Tucker Barnhart. You have a starting rotation that had been historically great into the month of June, but over the last couple of weeks has really scuffled with an ERA over 7, I believe, over the last week. And with the injuries they sustained, I don't think people realized how big a loss Dexter Fowler was, but when he got hurt and the depth started to take a hit with LaStella and with Soler being out of the lineup, it changed the dynamic of this team offensively. I mean, I know I've been on with you and with Marty and Miller countless times talking about how the identity of the Cubs offensively this year was their ability to walk and grind down pitchers and drive up pitch counts. And while I think that they deserve a tremendous amount of credit for the depth they have in the organization to be able to bring up guys like a Wilson Contreras or like an Albert Elmora Jr., they're just not, I don't think, ready yet to have high-quality professional at-bats every single time they come to the plate on a first-place team that has World Series aspirations. And while I think Contreras will stay in the lineup because of his position, you know, I don't think that even Javi Baez would be playing every day had it not been for some of these injuries and the hit they took to their depth. So I think it's a combination of all these factors. I still think the Cubs are an excellent team, and they will be fine down the stretch, but they need to make some additions. And I think that the bullpen is where I would start, and I could see them even adding another starter, potentially even another bat, because I think that this team definitely can be a World Series winner this year, but they're going to have to make some changes.
Dexter Fowler, you mentioned him, Jordan, last thing for you. Mention about him possibly playing a couple minor league games to get back and be able to play in the All-Star game. His first ever All-Star game appearance, I know it's very important, but to me, boy, the second half of the year, obviously much bigger here. Concern about him trying to rush back a little too quickly?
No, I mean, I don't think. I think that Joe Maddon and the organization has been pretty careful with Fowler. I mean, even when he went on the disabled list, the day that he went on, Jed Hoyer said publicly that he thought that Fowler would only miss about 7 days, but because they wanted to be a little bit more cautious with him, they put him on the 15-day disabled list. He's already missed more than 15 days. He has been running the last 2 or 3 days prior to the game. I saw him at Wrigley yesterday while I was over there, and about, you know, an hour and 30 minutes before the game, he was running the bases and looked very good, at least from my vantage point watching him. I think that they've been overly cautious with him, if anything. And I think that if he plays in the All-Star game Tuesday night, it's not them saying, hey, you got to rush back so that you can have this moment. I think it's more the case that, you know, they've given him every opportunity to get better. And I think that he probably, you know, if this were like a big game tonight and they were in the playoffs, I feel like he'd be healthy enough to go now.
Good stuff, Jordan. Appreciate your time as always. We'll be listening over at 670 The Score. Have a good one. We'll talk again soon.
Anytime, Trent. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Jordan Bernfield joining us on the Catfish Bend Casino Hotline. Marty and Miller, Sirius XM 93, the Sports Rush channel on Sports Byline USA.
6.5 minutes before the hour. Warren Zevon in the background. Got an update next. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What do you mean you don't agree with me? Do you know who you're dealing with?
Hell yeah! Jingo! That's the name of the song, by the way. You ever get a chance to see Santana? They open up with this a lot, and it is just... I mean, you want to talk about getting a place rolling? Listen to this, man.
Nice.
I tell you, if you want to start a concert, this is a good way to start one, isn't it, Kevin?
One, 2, 3, and...
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Listen XM Channel 93, along with Carlos Santana, Gabby. I'm Jerry Burke with an update.
But you can't have it all.
Can't have it all. And even if you did, where would you put it, right? This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the numero uno training device being used in the big leagues right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with this swing. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably, and goddammit, it can help you. You go to their website. It's phbat.com. Type in the coupon code, the word
baseball.
You get a great deal from the Pro Hammer Bat. Interleague play. The Gigantes de San Francisco are having issues. They're only 4.5 up on the Dodgers right now.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, why would I lie?
How many games is Boston up?
They're down 1.5.
Wah.
Evil Empire. 5-2 over the Giants. And if you have not heard, the Yankees have made a deal. They're only 6.5 games out, and they're training. They're getting rid of the best player. Aronis, God, I got a cold. I can hardly breathe. Aronis Chapman, their reliever, in theory has been traded, or in principle has been traded to the Cubs,
yes.
But he has to sign a 4-year extension for $60 million with the Cubs before the trade will go through. I don't think I've heard that before, but American League scores. It was Trana. You know, what happens is 13-3 now? Jesus Christ. 2-0, 1-hitter against the Seattle Mariners. Elsewhere in the American League, damn O's, Baltimore O's, Sean. Check this out. Who would have thunk this one? Baltimore, you know, is a game better than Cleveland right now.
You know that they played each other. They did great.
5-3, Baltimore.
Did they take 2 out of 3 on that?
Yes, they did. My Red Sox, 8-7 over the Twinkies. Rick Pitello, man, he is now 13-2, 10-0 at home. Chicago takes a pair from the Detroit. Both games, One in the bottom of the ninth. First game 5-4, second game 4-3.
Detroit was in second, right?
Yeah, they were. Houston 13-2 over the Halos. Now, they're only 2.5 out. And, you know, Texas, they're like, thank God we won. Yes. Yeah, the reason they did that is because
damn,
they 2-1, they take care of the Texas
and
Rangers.
The state they're from.
Elsewhere in the American League, it was the biggity-biggity 3-2 over Tampa. Again, it was played despite the best interests as a whole. Oh, my God, we'll do the National League next hour. Sports Overnight in America, iHeartRadio, Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM 1093. This update brought to you by Pro Hammer Bat. News next.
USA Radio News with Anthony Lucero.
That just goes to show you their exact moral compass. I mean, they'll say anything to be able to win this.
Donald Trump Jr. is disputing the claim that Russia coordinated the email hack of the Democratic National Committee to help his father win the presidency.
I mean, this is time and time again, lie after lie.
Trump Jr. told CNN State of the Union that the claims made by Hillary Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook show the Democrats will do whatever they can to get the presidency. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he would have preferred someone else as Hillary Clinton's running mate.
Would I have preferred to see somebody like an Elizabeth Warren selected by Secretary Clinton? Yes, I would have.
While speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Sanders revealed that while he's known Tim Kaine for many years, he would not have been his choice. Elizabeth Warren was reportedly on the short list to become Clinton's VP choice, but the likely Democratic nominee announced it would be Kaine on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Officials say residents in the path of a massive brush fire north of Los Angeles need to evacuate if you're told to.
We want to save lives. We want to protect property. We want to save the animals. And we need to do this working together.
L.A. County Supervisor Michael Antonovich says there's already been one death and he doesn't want to see anyone else hurt. The sand fire has scorched 22,000 acres and destroyed 18 homes. Officials say over 1,600 firefighters are battling the blaze. One counterterrorism expert says to expect more incidents like the one in Nice, France. USA senior correspondent Jason Ward explains.
In the fallout of the Islamic terrorist attack in Nice, France, counterterrorism expert James Carafano of the Heritage Foundation appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphreys. He said that attack is a hint of what's to come.
The threat of global terrorism has been mushrooming in the last 8 years, and it continues to grow.
Carafano added, French officials are woefully underprepared to deal with an onslaught of terror attacks. I'm Jason Wirt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1... Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
The entire Russian Olympic team will not be banned from the upcoming Summer Games in Rio. The International Olympic Committee's executive board made that decision on Sunday despite revelations of state-sponsored doping in Russia.
We have set the bar to the limit by establishing a number of very strict criteria.
IOC President Thomas Bach says Russian athletes who wish to compete in the Olympics must have a spotless drug testing record. The nation's track and field athletes have already been banned from the Rio Games, but the IOC was considering a blanket ban covering all Russian athletes. It will now be up to the governing bodies of the individual sports to decide if Russian athletes can take part in the games that begin on August 5th. German investigators say the teenager who killed 9 people outside of a Munich shopping center on Friday before turning the gun on himself was fascinated by accounts of mass killings. With more information on that, we go now to USA's Chris Barnes.
Bavarian prosecutors described the attacker as a loner with no links to any terror group. They also say the 18-year-old German-Iranian had been treated for mental health issues before he opened fire on a busy shopping mall. 7 of his victims were fellow teenagers, and police say they believe he may have lured them specifically to that location to kill them using a hacked Facebook account. There are also reports on CNN that people who knew the attacker said he was repeatedly bullied at school.
For USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
To the strains of the old gray whistle test. The song's actually called The Stone Fox Run by a band called Area Code 615. Cabby, any guesses?
Nashville.
Very good.
From your buddy.
BBC Two, Shot of Shepherd's Bush, 1971 to 1988. Greatest music show in history. Go look it up. And by the way, answer to your question, Detroit's in second place, 6 games out. KC is 8 games out.
What's their record against each other? Cleveland?
I don't know. I'm just going to stand.
0-8.
So, I was a decent college ball player. I was never good enough to earn a living at it.
Okay.
Or a day of it. Yep. My dad was a minor league ball player. Never good enough to be making it to the bigs.
Or meet women with it.
Oh, he was married by this point when he was in the
No,
minors.
I meant you.
I had no problem there. I had no problems meeting him.
Yeah, right.
Going.
Get him to stick around
for more than 5 minutes. What's a different story? Chris Sale has been a fairly dominant left-hander for the Chicago White Sox all season. He was scheduled to start on Saturday against Le Tigre à Detroit. Was scratched.
Second place team.
Did you hear why he was scratched?
Uh-oh.
And I bring up, I would have given anything, and I mean anything. I'm not kidding you. As my father would say, I would give away my firstborn son, and I was his firstborn son, his only son, to wear a major league uniform for one day. Just to be one day. One day.
Cup of coffee.
That's not a cup of coffee. That's not even getting this.
Okay. Well, one day was a cup of coffee.
No, one day is when you get called up for the 40-man roster.
Okay.
Chris Sale did not like the throwback jerseys that the White Sox were scheduled to use on Saturday. He didn't want to wear his. He took all of his jerseys and cut them up with scissors. They sent him home. Now, if that were me, right, by the time I got back to my place in Chicago, really, right, my father would be waiting there with a baseball bat to beat me. Do you know how many people would kill to wear a uniform for one day, and you didn't like it, so you're going to cut yours up so you don't have to wear it when you pitch? Chris Sale, I liked you. You're now officially a bigger ass than Cabby is. 1-800-878-7529 is the number. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Are we really talking? No, we're not going to talk hockey next. When we get to hockey, we'll get to it.
Did he give an explanation?
No, he said, yeah, here's an explanation. He's an ass.
No, he
didn't want to wear it. He said, they're ugly.
Oh.
Right. You know what?
I'm so good looking.
Wait, do you see how the uniforms look in the minors, pal?
Yeah.
Sports Overnight.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry, New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Nice. Well, sitting in action. That's a Log of the Messina reference, people. Two of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet, by the way, Cabby. Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina. The hell of a nice guy. I think it was back in 2004, 2005. They came to the XM Performance Studio in Washington when I was working there. I mean, just the nicest, nicest guys. I like the little bells in the background. You hear those sleigh bells? You just hear them a little bit? People tend to forget how big Loggins and Messina were at one time. They're two albums.
Oh, yeah. No, what was their first big hit that was like...
Your Mama Don't Dance. Your Mama Don't Dance. Danny's song, too. Danny's song was big. House on Pooh Corner. But this is... This was, in my opinion, this is the best song they ever did there. Of course, Jim Messina played with Poco as well.
Oh.
Loggins from Everett, Washington.
He did Caddyshack. Dancing Gopher.
Hey, people tend to forget that movie got not great reviews when it came out. It's still, yeah, but it's like Harold and Maude. Harold and Maude got terrible reviews when it came out. Now it's considered a classic.
You know, it was actually a double feature with Airplane. And just, we walked out. Both movies were like, wow, what the hell was that?
Caddyshack wasn't as good. It was good, but it was not good.
No, it just, you have to like
the some great lines in it, though.
No, the comedians are, I love the comedians in it.
You take drugs every day, good.
Ted Knight was great.
Ted Knight was in three movies. What were they? What were the three movies?
Oh, you did.
I told that one.
I can't remember.
Obviously Caddyshack, yeah.
And then,
he played a policeman guarding the door when Perkins was caught at the end of Psycho when he was sitting in that psychiatrist's office.
God,
and there was
a
police guard standing out front. That was Ted Knight. And he was also, he did a voiceover in the movie MASH. The following has been, you know, the little thing.
Oh, that don't count.
It was uncredited.
Oh,
that's like Judd Hirsch. from Taxi fame.
Right.
He in the movie Serpico, he was uncredited as a police officer standing outside of Serpico's hospital room after Al Pacino, the character Frank Serpico, was shot back in 1971 before the Knapp Commission hearings.
And you saw him?
Boom! That was in the movie.
Okay. No.
Yes, I saw the movie.
I didn't notice.
I never saw Frank Serpico in person. I might have. Nobody knows. And it's Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. You know, I think I figured out why I'm coming down with something.
Uh-oh.
As we...
It's not a lump.
Now, for those of you... And by the way, the people down in Southern California with the sand fire... Oh.
Oh, man.
I had...
Fire season in California.
My former agent, Bunny Sojourn, that was her name, by the way, just slightly on the Nordic side... When did Santa Clarita have those major mudslides? It's Santa Clarita, California. By the way, in case you're wondering, it's in the northern ridge, back here, northeast ridge of the Santa Susana Mountains, just east of the San Gabriels, about 35 miles north of Los Angeles. And I want to say it was 2008, 2009, somewhere, that they had massive mudslides. And if you know anything about Santa Clarita, if there's a mudslide, bye-bye. And they were just getting serious. It took them that long to recover from the Northridge quake. Because I mean, Santa Clarita is not very, it's not very populated,
right?
But what population they do have is very concentrated. A lot of people, I won't say a lot of B-list actors live in Santa Clarita. You know, they're kind of famous, but it's cheaper to live in Santa Clarita than it is to live in, say, you know, Ventura, you know, something like that.
Also, it's a desert climate.
Right,
mountain is desert.
It's dry. It's a high desert, dry.
Right, and anytime you have heavy rain in the desert,
well, Santa Clarita,
major flooding.
Santa Clarita. I mean, after all these years, finally, and I spoke with Bunny about 2 years ago. Her house is right in the path of this fire in Santa Clarita. Her place moved. She's so big. Her place moved 6 feet during the Northridge quake, and that took. I mean, how many years to get that? I mean, that whole area was destroyed up there. All right, then the mudslides knocked it. Now the fire. I mean, Bunny, move. Call U-Haul.
Yep.
Move.
Two guys will move you. After this,
somebody with an ashtray can move her. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live. The ashtray can move what she owns right now. Sirius and XM Channel 93. Bunny was a great agent, by the way. I dug her. She knew that I don't like agents. And, you know, it's her fault that I'm here in San Francisco. Did I tell you this?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, give her email address out so people can complain.
Why? She doesn't have a computer anymore.
Her house did burn?
Oh, yeah, she's right in the past.
I thought you were saying it was coming. Oh,
no. Her house is toast. She's right in the path of it. Her place is done. They evacuated her. They said, take what you can. You're gone.
That's wrong.
Well, she rolled her eyes because this happens every 10 years here. Any event, so.
I lose my house.
So back in mid-October of 99, I'm living in Boston. I am part of the David Brudnoy Show, the national show out of WBZ in Boston. I'm also part of WBZ in Boston doing the news and traffic reports in between doing his live show. It was great. I had to hang out with Isabella Rossellini once and got drunk with her.
Because
he did a show from the Vandome building where he lived over on Commonwealth Avenue, not far from where I lived. And we worked in the Prudential Tower, which was two blocks away where I lived.
You could have made David Letterman jealous.
Something like that. So, Isabella Chiano show. Remember that? Any event. So... actually, October of 99, and she knew I didn't like agents. So she got me a lot of voice work, but she was, she turned a lot of people down for it. And I used to take voice, whether paid a lot or not, it was just stuff I felt like I could do. But my point is this. So she, mid-October of 99, she says, hey, why don't you fly on out here? When's the last time you were in L.A.? I'm like, I mean, it had to have been, at this point, 10, 12 years, minimum, at least 10, 12 years. So I fly out here to Los Angeles, and I sat next to Jimmy Smits on my flight, by the way, from Boston to L.A. And I hate to say this is going to sound terrible. It was American. I was United Air Flight 157. I was on. I still have that was the second plane to crash into the World Trade Center. I was actually on that plane years before, 2 years before. I still have the plane. The ticket's still. I'll show you sometime.
Ooh.
Okay, I missed it by 2 years. So
thank God.
For whomever else is in charge.
That's right. That's right. Why, God?
Thanks a lot, pal. Way to go. Yeah. You made me look like this and under 6 feet tall with no athletic ability.
Yes.
Smart move, old man. Anyway, so we fly out here, and Bunny had a Ford Escort or something, or Sally, whatever it was. But she picks me up at the airport, and she's got this I can't remember, but it was a really cool convertible. I said, "Where'd you get this?" She goes, "Come on, we're taking the drive up to PCH." The PCH, by the way, is the Pacific Coast Highway. For those, it's that where every car commercial you see where they're driving on those high roads and there's the ocean, right. 500 feet.
That's not a designer drug.
That's Pacific Coast Highway. I guess those things are shot right around just north of Big Sur. I guess that would be it.
Hey, on the PHC, were you looking for CHP?
Yeah, I was asking you a legitimate question there, but you wanted to be an ass, but why should I be surprised?
Tell me my California highway.
So we decided to drive up to, so I spent the night in Santa Clarita at her place, and then next day we drive up, and we're going up across, I guess you go to, across the 126 until you pick up the PCH in Valencia. What the hell is that called? Magic Mountain's there, just on the other side of Magic Mountain, okay? Which is now Big Magic Ashtray. So they we're driving to the PCH, and we got up here on October 29th. And I hadn't been to San Francisco in 15 years at this point. The only time I was here, I was here for 2 days. And I walked walking around going, I got to live here. And, of course, I lived in Boston, so I picked up the Guardian. That was a newspaper, and it's an alternative paper. And looked at some of the rents, and I'm like, whew. Now, Boston's expensive, but this is really expensive. I can't imagine having moved here from, like, Wichita.
Here or in LA?
Here.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I can't imagine, like, coming here from Wichita and seeing, like, what the rents and mortgages are, or house costs. Because, Wichita is, like, a third as expensive as Boston. And then, Senator, I got here. I'm like, you know what? I got to live here. I have to. Driving back down. I was in Santa Barbara on the only day it rained on a Halloween ever. I got pulled over by the police because of it, walking down the street. What are you doing out? I said, going back to my hotel. When I say it was raining, you had to walk a mile just to get your hair wet. But it was the only time it ever rained on Halloween in Santa Barbara. I'll never forget, I'm in this bar called Left in Albuquerque. And the movie The Presidio with Mark Harmon and Sean Connery was on. And we were having a couple of drinks. And during every break, Storm Tracker 99! I mean, it was literally like a heavy mist. But get on my plane, go back to Boston. And my friend Carol, who you've met, I believe, or at least you dropped me off near her place in San Rafael.
Oh, yeah.
She lived here up in the Richmond District for years, up at 5th and Lake. Very nice area. It's called the Sea Cliff, actually, going up towards the Sea Cliff. And she lived in Brighton, Brookline, actually, not too far from where JFK was born. She was on Summit Avenue, and JFK was born on Pearl Street, which is right around the corner. And she picked me up at the airport. You can take the subway from the airport basically right to her door, because I called her and said, you want to get a bite to eat? And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, Carol, I got some news for her. And she goes, I do too. And at the same time, we both said, we're moving. I said, well, okay, where are you going? And she said, San Francisco. And at the same time, we said, San Francisco. And I didn't have a job at this time or anything. Right? So we ended up moving out here together. And we've been friends for 20 years now. But it's because of Bunny, my point is. If she decided to stop in Monterey, I wouldn't have been here for the second time and decided I wanted to live here. So it's Bunny Sojourn's fault if you want to find her. I don't think she has a cell phone.
All lawsuits should be directed to her.
Yeah, all lawsuits and complaints should be directed towards
pending litigation.
Towards Bunny Sojourn. Although, if you can find her right now amidst all the smoke, flame, and ash, knock yourself out. So it's all
God
Bunny's
bless
fault.
Her. Please, I hope she gets through everything.
She will. She will. She's one of those people who just works.
No, just lives with it. You know, like the right attitude.
Or she's just lucky.
Yeah. Hey, like if any thing you walk away from is a good.
Oh, look at these. From the ever-popular Tortured Artist Theory, 1983. Who's this? Come on.
Oh, George Harrison, I know.
You're an idiot. Come on, man, from Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. From Runt, Utopia. Produced Bad Out of Hell by F. Meatloaf. Come on. The kid was drafted by the Dodgers.
No idea.
Todd Rundgren. He's saying with headphones on, I can't hear you.
Oh, I thought this is the original version. Didn't George Harrison and
he did a song.
Roy
I got Orbison. No, nothing like this. You're saying Roy Orbison and George Harrison do this? Come on. Todd Rundgren's the second. The entire double album, the second half of the album. And the entire Hermit of Mink Hollow album, every voice, every instrument, every tracking was Todd Rundgren. That's talent. Everybody now. No, I don't want to work either. I could get away with my looks. You can't.
You look like
Shrek with hair. Bad hair, man.
That's what you mean by you can get away with your looks.
Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight, although we're kind of lazy about Twitter. If you like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally on the only Jerry Burke spell, GERRIEBURKE. My parents had a sense of humor, quite obviously. And you see how it's worked out in my professional life.
Shrek in there, by the way.
Oh, God. You look like I would think I would look if they were getting ready to strap me to the electric chair. That, I'd have that look on my face. Did any of the face? Nah, I won't say it.
Yeah. No, go for it.
Nah, too late. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, and TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93, Sports Overnight America.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I imagine some of you were a little surprised at the weather over the weekend. Especially if you watch my show Friday night, man.
Al Sleet, the hippy dippy weatherman, the Tonight Show, 1966. Oh my God, a Sonny and Cher sighting. Either that or the mob's after us, one of the two. Come on, you thought you knew this song, everybody. Come on, this song's 50 years old. 50 years old.
But it's an Amazon commercial.
Yeah, but it was a funny...
That's why they know
it. Was a funny-ass Amazon spot. Hold on.
And I pray that we'll stay just that way till the day comes along when we...
Sherilyn Sarkazian, by the way, is her real name. Sherilyn LaPierre Sarkazian.
Little girl, you're running. Come catch my hand. I'm near.
See, that's pretty good share knowledge. God, I need to get out more. Sports Overnight America. I'm leaving myself. Do I want to do an update now or get it after Fred Wallen does his little thing with those guys who wrote that book? Wait,
End of the hour.
Actually, there's some excellent tambourine work in this.
You do understand the premise of the commercial.
It's a great commercial.
It's so that you buy impulse crap.
No!
Completely useless.
The object of the commercial was there was
the
a chef.
The horse is
there
useless.
There
yes.
was a chef. No, there was... Go look up Amazon.
Useless, and you bought it because you impulse.
You have no idea what you're talking about. You want to know what?
Amazon made a fortune.
No, can I tell you? Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Can I tell you why no one is surprised that you have no idea what you're talking about? Wait a minute, one. How sick am I right now?
Yes.
Think about this. Hold on. All right, I'll stop that. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. I have a fifth of vodka sitting in the freezer.
Oh, I saw it.
All right, half a fifth.
Yes.
sitting in the freezer in our kitchen
by the
here.
Six empty wine bottles.
Yeah, well, no, by the way, Mark West. From Mark West. No, Marky West is the guy I used to work with in Jersey. Mark Adams from the Ledge Vineyards in Paso Robles, California. Area code 805-434-8663 if you want to get a hold of them. This is a real winery. They actually have like a hallway with barrels and stuff. This isn't like stuff squished into a plastic milk jug jar. This is real wine. But anyway, go check out Ledge Vineyards.
Yes.
They sent me a great stuff. It does contain sulfates, but fortunately, by the time I started this bottle today,
yes.
I was already drunk. It's a Willow Creek District in Paso Robles. Do you know where the Willow Creek District is?
Of Paso Robles?
No, the Willow Creek District of Wichita. Yes, of Paso Robles.
I do know that Highway 101 goes right through Paso Robles.
Okay, but yes. It's Willow Creek District. So they sent us a bunch of... I thought they were going to send like literature or maybe a really cool corkscrew. Send me like six of these huge boxes.
We could actually use the corkscrew.
Yeah, honestly,
that last one you had.
No idea.
Like, disintegrated.
That box weighed more... The wine came in weighed more than my dad's casket.
That's the first corkscrew I ever saw that says, please do not use on cork.
Hey, look, this is the first bottle of wine I've drank in 2 years that didn't say serve before Thursday. Fred Wallen's going to be talking with some guys who wrote a book about games and instances that changed the course of baseball history. So we're going to do that in a little bit. But this is going to idea. My point is this. This is how crappy I feel. I have libations. As for those who are listening to the show, surprisingly, I do have some. And they're sitting in the freezer, and I'm drinking a coffee right now because I'm freezing, and I can't breathe, and I thought maybe steam will help me out.
And you wanted to clear your throat on national radio.
Yeah, basically. I can't see. I'm so stuffed up. I can't see. I used to doing voiceover things. I used to have
very
to do on cue. I can't even do it. That's all. But what happened was here on. Ronis Chapman signed with. Traded from the Yankees to the Cubs.
Maybe
he has to.
Fingers crossed.
The Cubs don't want to rent him. Yeah, they want him to sign a 4-year, $60 million extension on his contract, which ends at the end of the season, or no deal. Okay, so Saturday here in San Francisco, once a month. We have this thing all through the summer. It's called Films in the Park. And the three parks that they use are Union Square, which, if you know anything about San Francisco, is like, I mean, let's put it this way.
Yeah.
If you've ever been a tourist in San Francisco, Union Square is like your center of everything.
Block of cement.
They've done some good work on it. But there's a, why do you laugh? The Sir Francis
Drake is there. It's a block of cement.
Macy's, Louis Vuitton, Williams-Sonoma, the new Apple headquarters store that they rebuilt in the old Levi's place, Saks Fifth Avenue, Tiffany's. I mean, they're all there. You know, the Sir Francis Drake, the Westin. It's money. Let's put it, you know, Kenneth Cole, that whole thing. But there's Union Square. Then there's Washington Square Park, which, if you remember your Dirty Harry, the second time that Andy Robinson went up to shoot somebody, he saw the two homosexual gentlemen eating ice cream on the park bench.
That was
Washington Square Park.
Right.
And then the helicopter came over and said, you on the roof, freeze.
Yeah.
That was Washington Square Park they're looking down at. Okay? And the other square is Dolores Park, which has, at the top of it, the best view of the city of San Francisco.
The end of Dogs of War.
Casualties of War.
Casualties of War.
With Michael J. Fox and Sean Penn. Very good.
Yes.
See that?
That's Dolores Park at the end.
Excellent knowledge. Yes. So, that's the trolley. That's the trolley, yeah.
San Francisco landmarks in movies.
So, yeah, Saturday evening was Saturday was nice. It was like I think it was like 67, which is warm for us. And you know, I have those one of those little. I took a, you know, the little concert chairs they have, the leather ones, with a cup holder in it. And I took that and a couple of blankets, and you know, I got a really great seat at the Union Square. And they're showing Finding Nemo. I love the movie because I loved Ellen DeGeneres in the first place, but I just love Pixar.
Nemo's, she's in that.
She played Dory, the fish with the, you know, the.
Well, I thought she's in that new one called Dory.
No, that's Ellen DeGeneres.
You know, I don't watch those things.
I know you're an idiot.
Right.
But I was warm when I got there. And then when the sun goes down in the west behind the Westin St. Francis, yeah, the temperature dropped like, and the wind kicked in and the fog. And I had on this this shirt, kind of like a burlappy canvasy shirt. And the fog rolled in and it got damp. And man, I have not been able to breathe since.
Right. There's no wind, but the fog pushing at the Golden Gate Bridge creates this jet stream.
It'll kill you.
Yeah, and it is.
It's not
brutal.
But if you're used to it, and I'm used to it. That's not the case.
And it's 100 degrees 5 miles east.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 62 in the wind tunnel.
And foggy and windy, too.
Yeah. You can't see nothing.
But I mean, I can't breathe. But
no, those movie ideas are great. You know, I don't know, towns should try it.
Well, guess what they're doing in. God, when is it? I think it's next month in August. Guess what they're doing at in
Dirty Harry
in Washington Square Park or Dolores Park? No, it's Washington Square
San
Park.
San Francisco movie?
No, Goonies.
Oh,
and Devil like Wears Prada is going to be in September in Dolores Park.
You know where that started? I think was in '94 when they had the World Cup here. They would show all the Brazilian games on the wall at the Brazilian restaurant.
Well, they still don't see. When they had the World Cup playing. Any year, you go to the finals over here or the seventh game of the World Series or whatever it is, if any local team is involved, City Hall. They put up that big, huge monster screen in front of City Hall. There's like 5,000 people there watching World Cup games. God, I feel like death on a soda cracker.
No, big screen. They use the side of a building sometimes.
For Red, Wallins, and next, talking some baseball. We'll do an update next in a little while, too. Boy, that was bad English. Louis Prima. Keely Smith, she's from Norfolk.
There you go.
See that?
You have to be careful how you say that second
half
of that word.
Don't drink, don't smoke, Norfolk, yeah. Norfolk. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, and TuneIn app, Sirius, the next time, Channel 93. In a spin, love is a spin I'm in. Under the old black magic called love. Under the old black magic called love.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Horse racing excitement continues to happen every day at Hinsdale Harness OTB. Hinsdale Harness OTB brings you the best of thoroughbred, harness, and greyhound racing from all over the country, noon to close, every day. Get in on the excitement. Come to Hinsdale Harness OTB to watch and wager on races and enjoy refreshments and snacks you can buy. Don't forget, telephone wagering is also available. Hinsdale Harness OTB, now online at hinsdaleotb.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Hi, this is Marty Trent along with Ken Miller. You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Well, good for you, Marty.
On Sports Byline and SportsByline.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. My name is Fred Wong. You can always email us at sportsfred at AOL.com, sportsfred at AOL.com. I love baseball. My favorite sport, always has been my favorite sport. Brand new book out, The Games That Changed Baseball, Milestones in Major League Baseball, in Major League History, published by McFarland, written by John Robertson and Andy Saunders, and they're both with us right now on Sports Overnight America. So welcome to you, John.
Thank you very much.
And welcome to you, Andy.
Thank you very much for having us.
So, Andy, how long did it take you guys to do the research? Because it's got every game of importance in the history of baseball.
Well, I would say it took us about a year to do most of the research for the book. We actually started the research on this book right after we finished our first book about the 1916 A's. So it took us about a year.
John, who gave you the idea? What gave you the idea? You were going to do it all your life. What happened that got you guys working on this?
Well, it's actually an interesting question because I actually don't remember what actually gave us the impetus to do this book. We'd just done another one, and I think we're just brainstorming for ideas, and we came across, well, there have been books on famous games and books on the greatest games, but there have never been books done, as we could tell, on the most historically significant games. And that's a key difference in our book compared to all the other books so far.
No, I agree with you. The Games That Changed Baseball, Milestones in Major League History, published by McFarland, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. And if you're a baseball fanatic like I am, you will pick this book up. Let's talk about some of the games you talk about, okay? I remember 1988. And Wrigley Field finally got lights. But let's talk about Crosley Field 50-something years previous to that, when baseball first got lights. John, you go first.
With Crosley Field, you have to remember this is in the depths of the Depression, and Major League Baseball was very, very desperate to get people coming to the ballparks because money was tight in a lot of places. Attendance in Cincinnati was horrible. During the Depression, a lot of the games they're getting fewer than 2,000 people, and it was basically a desperation move to get people to come out to the ballpark. So finally in 1935, the Reds installed lights, and they played a night game in May, and they drew about 24,000 people, as I recall, which was 9 or 10 times their average for that year. And all of a sudden, oh, this is a new source of revenue for Major League Baseball. People who can't come to the games because it's their working days could come to the night games. And it's transformed baseball. It's truly a historic game because all of a sudden now day games become rarities. And within a very short time, night games became the norm in Major League Baseball after that.
Now, Andy, you write in The Games That Changed Baseball that some of the teams might have closed the doors if it hadn't been for night baseball.
That's actually probably very true. There are very much, many teams were very much struggling during the Great Depression, and I definitely think that a lot of baseball people probably have Larry McPhail to thank. I guess his obsession with being first even with the Dodgers later on, he really wanted to be the first one to have that night baseball game. And so it was he really pushed for it. And, of course, it opened the door to let everyone else see, hey, wait, we can make lots of money from this.
The show is Sports Overnight America, everybody. My name is Fred Wong. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. The book is The Game That Changed Baseball, Milestones in Major League History. John Robertson and Andy Saunders wrote it, published by McFarlane. Except here in Los Angeles, of course, where 65 to 70% and all the way to Las Vegas blacked out of Dodger games, television is sort of big time nowadays. Let's start with Andy here. Andy, talk about the first televised game at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, New York.
Well, as I was mentioning with Larry McPhail, after starting with the Reds, he moved on to the Dodgers, and again, Red Barber, the Dodgers broadcaster at that point, before Vin Scully, was, pointed out, hey, look, Larry, you could be first with having a televised baseball game. And about 3 months before the first MLB game, Columbia and Princeton did a game on the New York Experimental Station. And they worked on the technology a little bit, and then they realized, hey, we can, do the big time here. And they went to Ebbets Field and televised a Reds-Dodgers doubleheader. It aired, there were only about 400 television sets in New York City at that point.
I think
the World's Fair.
I think I read, John, that they only had two cameras?
For the first major league game that was televised, there were only two cameras, which was a 100% improvement over the college game they had televised 3 months before. They had one camera behind home plate for a panoramic view of the field, and the other camera was located just behind the third base dugout at Ebbets Field, which was the visitor's dugout. And so that camera was designed to follow any throws to first base. And the interesting part was there was no monitor for Red Barber to look at during the game, so he had no idea which camera was being used for the pictures that the public was seeing. So he basically broadcast the game as if he was doing a radio game, and he had no clue what was being shown. So all credit to Red for doing a good job on that first game.
And also for Red for choosing Vin Scully as his protege. And Vin, of course, still doing his great job with the L.A. Dodgers, where, again, most of us are blacked out. The Game That Changed Baseball, Milestones in Major League History, John Roberts and Andy Saunders. Folks, if you love baseball, you got to pick this up. The greatest games in the history of baseball, the most important games that changed the game as we love it today. And, of course, in my mind, the biggest day. My dad was a Chicago Cubs fan until April 15th, 1947, when the Dodgers Jackie Robinson first played in his first major league game. John, we'll start with you. Your thoughts about that?
Well, obviously it was long overdue from a social standpoint. I always remembered what the commissioner of baseball at the time, Happy Chandler, said, where he said, well, he was talking about World War II, if blacks can stop bullets, why can't they stop baseballs? And so Jackie Robinson's inclusion into Major League Baseball was long overdue. He, of course, had starred with the Montreal Royals the previous season. Andy and I are both Canadians, so we've been brought up with these stories about how well Jackie did with the Montreal Royals, which was the Dodgers' top farm team in 1946. And he was so good, it couldn't be ignored. He had to play the next year for Brooklyn. He was welcome very much in Montreal. He wasn't welcome so much with the Dodgers. There was a little bit of resentment to begin with, but that was quickly quashed. And Robinson's debut was April 15th, 1947. He played first base. People forget that. He wasn't playing second. Eddie Stanky was. And he didn't have a particularly good day at bat that day. He was 0 for 3, but he reached base on an error, and he scored a run. That was obviously a milestone moment in Major League history, because not too long afterwards, more black players entered the league, entered the majors. Larry Doby entered the American League in July of that year. But obviously, Jackie Robinson was the pioneer, first black player in modern Major League history. He's the fourth, actually, in Major League history, if you go back to the 19th century. But obviously, Jackie took a lot of abuse, and he made it easier for the players who came in later. He made their trips into the major leagues a lot easier.
Andy, Dixie Walker, one of the guys that started that petition not to play with Jackie Robinson in 1974, he totally apologized. Any comments?
I think it's great that, in fact, he actually realized that he may have been wrong back in 1947. And I think that a lot of people can learn from that. You know, maybe they've done things in the past that might not have been so correct, and you can realize that you were wrong, and apologize for your mistakes.
The Game to Change Baseball: Milestones in Major League History. John Robertson and Andy Saunders. McFarland's published it, and thank you, McFarland's, for publishing at Amazon.com. Folks, if you love baseball, you got to pick this book up, The Game to Change Baseball. There were so many interesting insights into this that I followed since the age of five, but I certainly learned a lot by reading it, and some of you might learn a whole lot, too. And, of course, let's go up to 1974. I remember listening to this one. Hank Aaron had 714 home runs, of course. Babe Ruth had 714 home runs, and Al Downing, who became a very good friend of mine when we did Dodger Talk on KBC here in Los Angeles, later was pitching for the Dodgers. And Andy, what happened as far as Henry Aaron and that pitch from Al Downing?
Well, pretty much. I think you've probably heard this story too, but Al Downing tells the story. It was a sinker that didn't sink, and it went right over the left field fence, and there was home run number 715.
John, the interesting thing about this, and a lot of us didn't know this at the time, a lot of us didn't care, probably. We should have. Henry Aaron received thousands or hundreds at least of racial notes and letters and things like that. How dare you break the record of a white man? Talk about that.
I was 10 years old at the time, and I remember my mother telling me about these stories, and I really couldn't understand it. I couldn't understand why anyone would object to Henry Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's record, because Henry Aaron was a very classy, or he's still alive, of course, but he always presented himself in a very classy manner. And I was actually aghast, as a child, that people would be writing him hate mail and so forth. He was actually assigned a policeman in Atlanta to follow him as a bodyguard, a plainclothes policeman. Aaron was very scared to appear in public. He tried to be as accessible as possible, but he drew the line at, say, riding in open cars and things like that, because he was actually afraid of being assassinated. I mean, that's a sad commentary on society, considering that was 27 years after Jackie Robinson's integration into baseball. But Aaron just went about his business. He never hit 50 home runs in a year, but he was always hitting in the 40s, and after a while he caught up to Ruth and broke the record on a Monday night game. I remember watching that as a child. And he did it with a great deal of dignity under duress, and that's always an admirable thing to look back after all these years.
We got about a minute to go right here on Sports Overnight America. We'll throw this to Andy first, and each of you to go about 30 seconds. I grew up knowing and loving numbers, 714, the Babe Ruth thing, 892, how many stolen bases Ty Cobb had. Since the drug situation of 20 years ago, do the numbers mean as much today as they did when you, I, and everybody was growing up? Andy, your comments in about 30 seconds.
I would say no. It's very difficult to determine really who, who was doing what back in the mid-90s. And it really, to me, it's kind of diminished those, statistics, at least in terms of making comparisons between eras. And that's a little bit disappointing for me, because I've always been a numbers guy myself, too.
John, in about 30 seconds, your comments about numbers and baseball, do they mean as much?
I completely agree with Andy. One of the great things about baseball is that you could use numbers as benchmarks. Somebody who did something in 1900, you could compare that to someone who did something in 1930 and 1960 and so on. With the whole PED issue, it has thrown a lot of these numbers into very much the avenue of legitimacy, and that's unfortunate because we have lost a lot of means of comparing people. Babe Ruth didn't take steroids. Hank Aaron didn't take steroids. So how do we compare those numbers with people who have been known to do it? It's kind of a shame that that's it's diminished baseball's legacy in some way.
The Game to Change Baseball, Milestones in Major League History, McFarland published at Amazon.com. John Roberts and Andy Saunders, thank you for appearing tonight right here on Sports Overnight America.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Don't turn that dial. Sports Overnight America right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. More right after this.
We have a genuine, honest-to-goodness musical treat for you when we come back on a sports show. Go figure. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Imagine a man who takes money out of a child's piggy bank and puts in IOUs.
Ah! Cabby, where were you back in March of
1929? 30 years from inception.
On the banjo, Eddie Condon, the bassist, Pops Foster, Paul Barbarina on the drums, Lonnie Johnson on the guitar, Louise Russell on the piano, alto sax, Albert Nichols, Charles Holmes, and on the tenor sax, Teddy Hill, Teddy Hill on the trombone, by the way. Or excuse me, Teddy Hill is on the sax. The trombone is being played by J.C. Higginbottom. And on the trumpet from his own band, March 3rd, 1929, is recorded the Mahogany Hill Stomp, Louis Armstrong. How cool is that? You know nothing.
I love it. Oh, please.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love Louis Armstrong. This man, whew. To be alive back then and hanging out at those places, to have the Klan waiting for you to come out at the end of the night.
To have rubber cheeks.
Yeah. No, no, that was Dizzy Gillespie.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
No, I know I'm right. I know I'm right.
No, that's pretty good. Yeah, I'm impressed by your back knowledge. You know, I just know things that happened when I was a kid. You know, you grow up with it. I could rarely tell you anything about Mickey Mantle.
I've read a lot of books.
Before my time.
Follow us on Twitter, iHeartRadio. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GerryBurke. My parents had a sense of humor. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Those idiots at the USA Network. Next with the news. Wakey, wakey. This is Sports Overnight.
See you. Up.
Get the hell out of bed.
And do some push-ups.
It's Louis Armstrong.
Unbelievable.
Good night.